Okay, I apologize, Director Centrum. Those folks had fallen out. So why don't we just start from the genesis of that?
All right. Text Amendment 01 from Ron Hartman concerning Section 25.2 of the Zoning Ordinance, Low Density Residential, Density Permitted with Use of Transfer Development Rights. As you recall, Mr. Hartman submitted a text amendment to you with concern regarding the density permitted with use of transfer development rights in the LDR zoning district. The gist of his comments are that 4 units is too high for that district and is not consistent with the county's comprehensive plan. In essence, he would like to see the maximum density capped at 2 units per acre.
Right. Okay. And let's see. With that, I see that the staff recommended disapproval and the Planning Commission was deadlocked at 3-3.
Correct.
3-3. Is there any questions of staff with regard to this proposal?
Mr. Centrum, would you please give us remind us of why staff recommended disapproval and why the Planning Commission was deadlocked?
Yes, we felt that the use of TDRs is consistent with the comprehensive plan in the LDR. We had prepared for the Planning Commission hearing a list of excerpts from the document, which we felt justified the inclusion of that. I can read that for you tonight. On page 3.1, the plan says that the county is to incentivize development within the growth areas and encourage development outside the growth area, encourage the conservation of agricultural and forested lands, encourage sustainable agribusiness and other natural resource-based industries. On section 3.3 on page 3-7, the growth areas are defined as high, medium, low, and employment, mixed-use residential, and town. On page 3-7, it says the 4 major residential growth categories are differentiated by density: high, medium, and low. Section 3.4 on page 311, designated growth area. Designated growth areas comprise areas where the county wishes to encourage and attract growth and development. Designated growth areas are indicated on the future land use map as high, medium, low, mixed use, employment, and town. Section 3.5.1 on page 311, by concentrating development in growth areas, the plan seeks to reduce development pressure in rural areas. This needs to be accomplished by allowing landowners in rural areas to transfer their development rights to the growth areas. Section 3.5.1 on page 3-12, achieving the desired development in the growth areas will require proactive efforts on the part of the county, creating a more attractive transfer of development rights program. Section 3.5.1 on page 3.14, although most areas designated for low growth are not shown as water and sewer service areas in the Master Water and Sewer Plan, they may be eligible for public service in the future. As such, they represent future growth opportunities in the designated growth area. Section 3.6.4 on page 3-26. The program should be reviewed to incentivize its use to the greatest degree possible. A viable TDR program will be key to achieving several of this 2010 Comprehensive Plan's goals. Section 3.7.4, page 3-29. Review the TDR program, including the sending and receiving rates, to incentivize its use to the greatest degree possible. Section 7.3.1.2 on page 7-9. Review the TDR program, including the sending and receiving rates, to incentivize its use to the greatest degree possible. Section 7.4.2 on page 7-16. Review the TDR program. Aggressive use of the TDR program will be critical to preserving the priority preservation area, especially in the rural conservation district, which has less protective zoning than the resource protection district. Section 11.2.1, page 11-2. Policies to ensure that development in rural areas do not exceed a desirable share of overall county development and greater incentivize the use of TDR program. Table 11.2, page 11-10, review the TDR program, including the sending and receiving rates, to incentivize its use to the greatest degree possible. And table 11.2, page 11-10, consider a growth management policy to ensure development in rural areas does not exceed a desirable share of overall county development. Those excerpts we feel justify the draft density in the LDR zone.
Are there any other questions of staff?
There was a request made regarding a different zoning, a subdivision or zoning subdivision in issue regarding TDRs, from reducing the total acreage from 50 to 15, I think, which indicated that there would be a surplus of sending TDRs. If we eliminated LDR, would that create a shortage of receiving areas?
Short answer to your question is yes. There'll be less opportunity to use TDRs in the growth area, even at the enhanced densities in some of the other zoning districts within the growth area.
When we get into the zoning ordinance and subdivision regulations in the next part of this process, we'll be able to continue to visit the issue of TDRs and the, I call it the, the block, so to speak, where we have the blocks of what is permitted in each zone. So we'll be able to continue this process forward, more or less in the receiving areas of for TDRs.
Into the near-term future and then the medium and long-term after that, if the Board of County Commissioners feels the program is not acting as it should or to its full capabilities, then yes, you would have the ability to direct staff to go back and tweak the language within the Transfer of Development Rights Ordinance to try and fine-tune it or to try and make it better match up with your desires or the realities of the marketplace.
Right. So we'll be able to revisit the chart in the next phase of this to kind of really look at this thing holistically. I guess is really my question to the staff with regard to this.
Yes. I mean, just because something is not contained, remember, all you're doing last week and this week is dealing on specific change mm-hmm. requests that have been presented to you. Hopefully you will have the opportunity over the next 3 weeks or so to delve into the documents yourselves and make sure that you're comfortable with what
got it
is contained therein. If for some reason you feel something needs to change, then you know you certainly can do that up to the last minute,
right,
up to the 19th of April when you're voting on it, okay, beyond what has been proposed to you.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
I just wanted to verify TDRs. I'm pretty sure I read this. TDRs are not to be used in low density residential or LDR areas.
No.
So I wanted to point that out. It does say that as well in the subdivision regulations. And I sat on the comprehensive plan, and I know that specifically there were low growth was 0 to 2. And in Ron Hartman's letter, he cites House Bill 297, Chapter 181, comprehensive plans shall be followed, is what it refers to. And I think he has a valid point.
Are there any other questions?
I'd just like to say that LDR is not really low density, and that it's really misleading. It should have been named something else.
Well, in my opinion, in the next phase of this, I think we can still revisit the use of TDRs in the LDR. It may not be at that 4-to-1, but we can still revisit it for the use of them in there to create a viable market.
I agree with President Mullen that the whole TDR system needs to be tweaked and started over again.
Yeah.
And not tweaked, needs to be thrown out and start over.
I don't think that's what President Mullen
I was just
said.
Talking about the LDR area.
Right.
That's all.
That's all part of it. That's right. All part of it. The whole yeah. thing needs to be scrapped and started over.
Okay. All right. So we'll entertain a motion on this request.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion?
Is that motion just to strike Section C, the 4 units per acre with
TDRs? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the motion just to strike Section C, the 4 units.
What you're doing.
4 units per acre.
So you're not affecting the community facilities 2 units per acre density?
No.
Right.
No, just that specific line item T-01.
So 2C would be stricken, which says that with the use of transfer development rights, 4 dwelling units per acre.
Right.
That's what you're voting
yeah,
on.
We're just being specific.
Yes.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay, motion carries 3-2.
Next item on your agenda is text request 02 from Michael Pugh concerning section 33.4 mineral extraction A, concerning additional uses beyond adding commercial uses in addition to the industrial uses that are permitted in the MEA zoning district when it adjoins industrially zoned property. Staff, as well as the Planning Commission, have recommended approval.
Okay. Are there any questions of Director Sennstrom? He's read the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. It's T-02.
Can I ask, is this the one where it reverts to M1 or M2 or BLBG, or is that a different one?
He is requesting that you allow, if approved, business general and business intensive uses in addition to light industrial and heavy industrial uses in the MEA zoning district, as long as it is adjacent to presently zoned light or heavy industrial zoned properties. With the still remaining caveat that no more than 15% of that adjoining acreage could be used for such uses.
Typically, when you have an MEA and you're done extracting the mineral, it comes back to Planning Commission, correct?
Well, the mineral extraction district is an interim designation that once the mineral is extracted, then there's no longer use for a mineral extraction district mm-hmm. to be there anymore. And then at that point, a new land use district in the comp plan would be established for that portion of the MED, and then at that point a new zoning district would be put on it, something other than MEA if it is zoned MEA. What this does is allow individuals, the existing language allows individuals to utilize part of their MEA property adjacent to industrially zoned property for industrial uses as part of an economic development tool pending the comprehensive plan change. What Mr. Pugh is requesting is that in addition to allowing them to do industrial uses, that they should also be able to do certain types of commercial uses as well, pending the comprehensive plan change. And it's, again, it's limited. It's not opening up all the MEA. It's just a small portion of it, as long as it's adjacent to existing industrially zoned properties.
So if Business General, Business General were approved, they could put a gas station.
Potentially.
Yeah. And then when it comes back up for comprehensive plan rezoning, it'd be very difficult to change that once that's already been put in, correct?
Not necessarily. I mean, the reason I say that is because if, as an example, let's use Principio Business Park, I guess, is the easiest way to envision it. Mm-hmm. If you look at the land use district map of the comprehensive plan that was adopted in April of 2010, you'll, if you could bring up that one map, David, that shows the limits of the mineral extraction district with the red lines. I think it's on page 3-11 of the comp plan. The areas that are outlined in red on that map are the mineral extraction districts within this, the current comprehensive plan. You'll see that gray area that along the north side of Route 40 where David has the hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
As he moves white right there, that's Principio Business Park. That is no longer part of the mineral extraction district. That is now part of the employment district of the county's comp plan. So that as since they're no longer mining it, and since they have moved on to developing that as a business park with employment centers, this the current plan has removed it from the mineral extraction district. So that's an example of how, as the mineral extraction district transitions, parcels are removed. Now, the rest of that area outlined in red, at some point, it's no longer going to be mined, or it may be determined that the minerals are economically unrecoverable. At that point, they would come back to you and say, this no longer needs to be a mineral extraction district. This should be some other land use district, whether it's part of the growth area or part of the rural conservation mm-hmm. district. You'll have to decide what is most appropriate at that point. At that point, if you approve that, then you would go back and set a base zoning district on top of that, you know, NAR or M2 or some kind of commercial designation.
Okay.
So, and you would look at it, you know, in the context of what's going on at that time and where we are in the evolution of this comprehensive plan. So that area where David has the hand right now is predominantly M2, and it's out of the mineral extraction district. So if there's MEA properties adjoining that, and small portions of that are felt that they should be M1 or M2, or if you approve this language, BG or BI, then you would designate that as such. You wouldn't designate it as such. You'd allow them to use it as such, and then when they're done with the rest of the area, when they come before you, then you would designate it as you see fit at that point. It may be appropriate, since they already have a use there, to make it a BG or a BI zone, but it wouldn't change the zoning. It would still stay MEA, but they would be able to do that commercial use within that area. Clear as mud, I guess. But you're not changing the zoning. You're just allowing it to use those kind of uses in a small portion of the mineral extraction district prior to going through the steps that would be necessary to change it to some other land use district and then affix it a base zoning district.
It would be an interim use.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
It's not a
permanent use, it's an interim use.
Right, you're not changing the zoning, you're just allowing them to use
a small portion
of their MBA for something other than mineral extraction
on
an interim basis.
Right, gotcha. Okay, is there any other questions of staff with regard to this? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the request.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-1.
T-04, which concerns Section 66 of the Zoning Ordinance concerning commercial kennels, adding new language to try and make the zoning ordinance sync with the proposed language in Chapter 209. This was postponed from last week. The Board of County Commissioners had concerns as to whether or not staff had an opportunity to review what the Animal Control Task Force was working on. We did have an opportunity to review that text. The portions that are specific to this have not changed. They have added some additional language with different classifications of kennels that we have asked for some specificity of as to definitions, which were not contained in the document. We have not received that yet. But as far as commercial kennels are concerned, that language that is being proposed in that document for Chapter 209 has not changed. So these sections would still be in sync with each other if the language is adopted.
You heard Director Sandstrom read the explanation and the Office of Planning and Zoning's recommendation and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions at this time? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have 2 seconds. Any discussion?
I'd just like to say that we need to put something on the books, and when the task force is completed with their recommendations, we may have to revisit this and tweak it, but for now, something is better than nothing.
Yeah,
any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
T-05, Section 246-8A, concerns the reduction in the minimum acreage for parcels to be considered as sending parcels. The board had some questions as to how that would affect the balance between what would be the sending amount of TDRs and whether that would flood the market and depress the value. David, I believe, sent you an email. He did a evaluation of parcels 15 acres as a minimum threshold. and what the difference would be in the supply of development rights, and I believe it was increasing it from approximately 22,000 development rights to 37,000 development rights for an addition of, if we reduced it to 15 acres, 15,000 additional development rights would be available for sale, which would make it extremely problematic on the receiving end to absorb that increase. We would have to increase the densities to the point where it would probably be impractical for anybody to approach that due to design constraints. So staff still sticks by its earlier recommendation of disapproval.
Okay.
Planning Commission forward you a recommendation of approval.
Right. I do appreciate, David, the fact that you took the time to research all that. Is there any questions of staff? You heard Director Sundstrom read their recommendation of disapproval and the Planning Commission approval.
Yeah, I think it is something that we can revisit at a later date, possibly, but in my opinion, not appropriate right now.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Well, do we have a motion?
Getting ready to ask for that next. I just wanted to afford everybody the ability to speak your piece. So if not, we'll entertain a motion.
Move for disapproval.
We have a motion for disapproval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion?
I'd just like to say that I appreciate David Black's analysis. He's under the assumption that every property owner wants to sell their TDRs, which I don't think is going to be the case, and I don't think it'll ever be the case. I do believe that some of the property owners that have less than 50 acres are really getting screwed by being left out of the process. So I'll be voting against the motion.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second for disapproval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-1.
Mr. President, before you adjourn and scatter to the four winds, I have a handout for you just to summarize some of the changes that you may want to take a look at in addition to what you've seen tonight in the zoning ordinance that is being proposed that you can hopefully have an opportunity to peruse between now and the 19th of April. This is a summary sheet of those changes as well as laying before you if you want to set an effective date for when all this would take effect. Copy that for everybody. And Tony also has some further comment to make to you in regard to Mr. Kaplan's comments from last week regarding the sign issue, and he believes that there is language that he has that would address the issues of Mr. Kaplan as well as the issues raised by the Board of County Commissioners for the public notice signs. And with that, I'll turn it over to Tony.
As I mentioned in an email, I've had a number of sidebar conversations with George Kaplan. The most recent one was last night. And he confirmed that if we put in Section 3.8 an enumeration of the specific requirements of the sign, which we already do with the mailing notice, and we included language to the effect that it is the responsibility of the applicant to maintain a current copy of the plat, both on the website and on a sign, until after final approval has been granted by the Planning Commission, he agrees that that would satisfy the problem. And if it didn't, we could revisit that at some point in the future.
I think that's an excellent.
How difficult is it to put a current copy of the plan? Isn't there many, many, many additions and corrections and versions?
There are three, typically, three iterations, a concept, preliminary, and a final. So there are only three. In some cases, for a smaller subdivision, the preliminary and the final can be combined, so it would be two.
But isn't there many versions of the final before it's finally adopted?
Not necessarily.
You don't ask for amendments and modifications?
The Planning Commission attaches to, if they approve, they don't always approve, but if they approve, the approvals are always with conditions. Those conditions, say, on a concept plat would appear on the preliminary plat that is submitted. In turn, the conditions attached to an approval of a preliminary plat would appear on the final plat that is submitted.
So you're suggesting that there be only three versions of the plat shown on the board on the property?
That's typically what it would be, yes.
Any other questions before we...
I would like to thank the planning and zoning staff for all the hard work, and the Planning Commission for all their hard work as well. I guess they're not here, though, but we'll certainly recognize them in the future, because this is, I know it's been just a huge project. I really appreciate what you've done. Thank you.
Thanks. You finished? Thank you.